The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Bryce Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. for more relevant news and patient perspectives. How eating meat affects MS via gut microbiome. Immune cells detailed. A relationship between meat consumption and how it affects gut bacteria, immune cell profiles, and metabolism was identified in people with relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis, or RRMS, participating in a small study. Specifically, a diet rich in meat was associated with a decrease in bacteriodes theta-iota-macrone, a common gut bacteria that works to digest carbohydrates. Higher levels of pro-inflammatory T helper 17 or Th17 immune cells, and a greater abundance of blood metabolites linked to meat metabolism. We found a number of gut bacteria associated with MS and severity of disability of MS patients. We also found increased autoimmune markers and signature metabolites in MS. Yanjiao Hao, MD, PhD, assistant professor at the University of Connecticut, and a co-principal study investigator, said in a press release. But what is really interesting is how these systems connect with each other and how diet is involved in these connections, Hao said. The study, Alterations of the Host-Gut Microbiome Interactions in Multiple Sclerosis, was published in eBiomedicine. The causes of multiple sclerosis are not fully understood, but the disease is thought to arise from a combination of genetic and environmental factors. Recently, gut microbiome, the collection of microorganisms within the gut, has been implicated in MS development through its effect on the immune system. This raises the possibility that diet, through its impact on the gut microbiome, could be involved in MS immune dysfunction. To shed light on this potential relationship, a team led by researchers at UConn Health and Washington University School of Medicine monitored 24 untreated adult RRMS patients and 25 healthy people, a control group, for 6 months while all remained on their typical diet. Microbiome composition, immune cell profiles, metabolism, and food intake were analyzed. Participants were predominantly female, with a mean age of 38.9 for the healthy controls and 40.2 for patients. None of the MS patients experienced a relapse during the study period. Measurements were taken at the study start for baseline and again 6 months later. Overall, diet was not different between MS and control groups at baseline. Results also showed no overall significant differences in microbiome composition between these groups at the study start. These findings are consistent with prior studies that showed only modest gut microbiome difference between MS patients and healthy controls, the researchers wrote. They next looked at whether individual gut bacteria differed between patients and controls. A decreased abundance of multiple species of bacteria was identified in MS patients. Some species, namely Bifidobacterium longum, Clostridium leptum, and Faecalibacterium pronzitzii, are known to be involved in immunomodulation. Lesser abundance of other bacteria classified under the genuses Fusilobacteria, Prevotella, Lacnospira CA, and Anaerobes types was also evident in MS patients. Some of these bacteria are already linked to the suppression of demyelinization, damage to the protective coating on nerve cells, which is the predominant feature of MS, the researchers noted. These bacteria do this through the production of butyrate, a short-chain fatty acid, SCFA. Notably, butyrate showed a trend toward decreased levels in the stool of MS patients in this study. Previous studies also reported low SCFA levels in MS patients. In summary, decreased relative abundances of bacteria with immunomodulatory properties seem to characterize gut microbiome changes in MS patients versus controls, the researchers wrote. Patients' degree of MS disability, as measured by the Expanded Disability Status Scale, or EDSS, also appears to be associated with gut microbiome composition. Specifically, higher levels of four bacteria, Colensella aerofaciens, Corprococcus combs, Phascolodor bacterium, succintiens, and Sutterella wadsworthinus were evident in patients with higher EDSS scores, meaning greater disability. These findings suggest that specific gut microbes may be associated with a degree of disability in MS patients, the researchers wrote. Notably, Sutterella and Colinsera are reported to associate with other inflammatory conditions. An analysis of the microbiome in relation to immune cell profiles in the blood of MS patients revealed overall higher levels of several types of immune cells, including subsets of B cells, T cells, and Th17 cells. This finding suggests an overactive peripheral pro-inflammatory response to untreated MS patients, the researchers wrote. The scientists also looked at metabolites, the products of metabolism. Differences in the abundance of 118 metabolites between patients, including an increase in S-adenosyl-L-methionine, or SAM, S-A-M, which is known to be involved in meat metabolism. Methionine, which is involved in SAM synthesis and Th17 cell activation, was also enriched in MS patients, suggesting a link between immune function and metabolism. Indeed, statistical analyses revealed a significant correlation between immune and metabolic profiles in the patient group. Methionine, which is involved in SAM synthesis and Th17 cell activation, was also enriched in MS patients, suggesting a link between immune function and metabolism. Indeed, statistical analyses revealed a significant correlation between immune and metabolic profiles in the patient group. A closer look at the data revealed a connection between meat consumption and lower levels of B, theta-iotacromone, the gut bacteria evolved in carbohydrate or fiber digestion from vegetables. Greater meat consumption was also linked to an increase in circulating Th17 cells and SAM levels. Altogether, the results suggest a potential correlation network linking meat servings with decreased gut microbe B, theta-thiomicrone, increased Th17 cell, and greater abundance of meat-associated blood metabolites, the team wrote. However, our analyses do not include the directionality of regulation between each, and it remains unclear which of these factors might cause changes to the rest. The researchers hope to conduct a larger study, allowing them to capture changes at different stages of disease severity. They also emphasize that their analysis of multiple different systems, called multi-omics, allowed them to find previously unidentified relationships, and its use could help identify treatment approaches. This is the first study using an integrated approach to analyze the interplay between diet, gut microbiome, the immune system, and metabolism and their contribution to disease pathogenesis and progression in people with MS, said Laura Pico, MD, PhD, an associate professor at Washington University, and the study's other co-principal investigator. It opens a new modality to address future scientific questions by not looking at one individual factor, but at their complex interactions. This approach can lead to the identification of relevant networks that could be manipulated for disease prevention or therapeutic intervention, Pico added. This news article was written by Lindsay Shapiro, PhD, on February 2, 2022. A Life in Letters, a column by Jamie Hughes, published on January 21, 2022. Art for Our Sake. One of the great things about living in Atlanta is that there is always something new and exciting going on in town. Sure, we have our fair share of sporting events, but on any given night, you can attend a live concert or see a show or stand-up performance. There are fairs and festivals and neighborhood farmers markets galore. And let's not forget art galleries and museums. One of the best museums in town, the High Museum of Art, is always bringing in new artists and collections for folks to experience. I love spending time there, slowing down and allowing myself to enjoy the silence and space to think and contemplate great art. Last Saturday, I was able to snag a ticket to see the latest exhibit, the Obama Portraits Tour. When these portraits were unveiled at the Smithsonian's National Portrait Gallery in February 2018, they caused quite a stir. And now that I've seen them myself, I can understand why. Most portraits are very similar. The subject is seated and is usually captured from the waist up. The background is usually nondescript or empty, forcing you to focus on the person being depicted. And with very few exceptions, the image captured is realistic and detailed. These two portraits, created by Gehind Wiley, President Barack Obama's artist, and Amy Sherald, First Lady Michelle Obama's artist, pushed the boundaries of portraiture in a wonderful way. I sat in front of each of them for some time, taking in the details and reading about the artists' respective styles and how they used them to capture their subjects. I was only in the special gallery for about 45 minutes, but I got a lot out of the experience. When I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis and treated with some pretty powerful steroids, I didn't really have the energy or focus to write, my usual way of working through things. But I could sit up and focus long enough to do some art. Now, I'm no artist by any stretch of the imagination. I mostly worked with mixed media and created pieces that helped me process my feelings about the diagnosis. I remember one piece, a black box covered in wire, in which a doll hung suspended with dynamite in her torso, was particularly upsetting to my grandmother. In time, I was able to put down the paint, clay, and wood, and get back to writing, but I've never forgot that experience. Being able to say what I was feeling through an object I created, and getting a reaction from someone else, however negative it might have been, was important. It allowed me to speak freely and explore what I was feeling at the time. Viewing the Obama portraits reminded me of the importance of self-expression and creativity, as well as all the ways art can benefit those of us who live with MS. Leo Tolstoy wrote that art is a means of union among men, joining them together in the same feelings. And Oscar Wilde said, "Art is the most intense mode of individualism that the world has known." Those two statements seem antithetical at first glance. How can something be both a unifying force, something that joins people together, as well as individualistic? But the more I think about it, it makes sense. That day in the gallery, I was taking in those portraits alone, bringing my own feelings and thoughts to bear on them. Like the artists, I was experiencing the art as an individual. However, I was standing next to others, and from time to time, one of us would comment and strike up a conversation. We'd compare our observations and learn from one another's perspectives. It was a lovely time being around folks with keen eyes and minds, and it brought me a great deal of pleasure. If you can, I highly suggest making time to view some art and discuss it with others. And if you're feeling particularly gutsy, maybe go out and create a piece or two of your own. You never know what good it'll do you, or someone else. To read more columns from Jamie Hughes and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.